All right, children, settle down. Settle down. Come on. We only have 2 days to get this right. Come on. All right, I need my boys on the left, and I need my girls on the right. All right, you already know the dance move, but I need you guys to focus. Black History Month's coming up. You got to do a great job in this performance, okay? All right, boys, I need you to do your monkey dance. Arms up high. Arms up high. Come on. Here we go. Girls, move your hips. That's right. Move those hips.
Looking for a better place. Looking for a better place. Looking for a place.
Is there a place?
Place of my dreams.
Place where in your dreams.
Freedom and equality.
Is there a place?
Will come for me.
Place there in your dreams.
Looking for a place.
Is there a place?
Place of my dreams.
Place where
A Better Place by Willis and Shantae of Positive Light Ministry. Welcome to the Qumran Report. May the peace and blessings of the life-giving creative spirit be upon you and upon your family. My name is Melvin Ishmael Johnson, coming at you live from Skid Row Studios. And I'm in the studio with my co-host, Earlene Anthony. Our call-in number is 800-893-9562. You can listen to us live or download our show and any past show by Googling in skidrow.la and hit Qumran Report. Now, this week on the Qumran Report, we have with us in the studio Willis Boyd, Shantae Duncan, PLAP from Positive Light Ministry, and Lee Beck, Artistic Director of the Public Work Improvisational Theater Company, and Eric Vollmer. So welcome to the Qumran Report.
Hey.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Melvin.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Now, first, I'd like to start off with a short two-minute clip from an interview that I did with Tony Rourke and Judy Lumping about educating our young people. Two-minute clip at the beginning of Tony Rourke and okay, we'll come back around to our clip, and now let me turn over to we have Willis Boyd and Shantae Duncan from Positive Light Ministry here in the studio with us. And at this time, let me turn it over to Willis Boyd of Positive Light Ministry.
Thank you, Melvin and or Earlene. This is Willis Boyd, and I'm with my co-host, Shantae Duncan. And we are listening to, or you are listening to Positive Perspective. Where we shine a positive light on music, youth, and the issues affecting our community and the world. And that positive light is the light of Jesus Christ. Okay? Tonight in studio, we have PLAP, an up-and-coming rapper representing downtown L.A. And here's a little taste of PLAP.
I forgot the feeling of being
being free. I'm weak and bad, shades of taste of hate. For myself on the couch, reminiscing when I had you on my life, everything was great. No curve roads, they were straight, they didn't feel like fading away. No more tears now, deep down inside, it's pain inside an awesome place. Probably lost, couldn't find the way. No emotions, I'm okay. Looking up, I wanna still be on in this space. I wanna see your face again, alive, I say I ain't. And I send you an envelope, not too long ago. Hope you read the note on the road, I was told. No mail came in, my heart's about to explode. Never fit this way before, no fever, I'm just cold. No response, I'm appalled, the zombies in the car, huh? Oh, when it's me, how can it be? I can't breathe, here, give me a whole CPR. I need to be revived again, my brain takes a spin. I can't move it all, pick a man up. Man, it's crazy. I just stare there facing up, I don't feel good at all.
Man, that was great, PLAP. Really good job. Really good
job. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
That song was entitled Envelope. So, PLAP, how did you get into music?
Well, actually, I've always been an Eminem fan. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I heard his song, Lose Yourself. That inspired me to rap and get into the music.
Okay.
My music is uplifting. The songs is a positive message, what I do, and then following your dreams and not giving up.
Okay, and who influences your music?
God influences my music. He's the reason why I do positive music.
All right, and would you mind performing a song live for us?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay.
Yeah. Now this is what I see every single day. What I go through every single day. Hey, yo, yo. Hey yo, everything I got from y'all's a blessing. Don't get me wrong, but I'm feeling empty. What am I missing? So I started to wonder why. I realized how broke I was, struggling with mom and brothers to survive. Every day, and sometimes we had no food. Walking the streets with no clue, it's true. But we were getting through, thanks to you. Growing up was not easy, pull up my sleeve at a young age. My life is like a video game, it gets hard at every new stage. I was 10 years old, I was already thinking like an adult. Is it my fault? Worrying about the rent, when is it gonna end? We packing our bags again, seeing people sleeping in tents. Where we going next? A hotel, apartment, motel, or mission? But I already knew that God had a plan for me. He has a plan for me. Don't give up, hard work pays off. Even when life gets tough, yeah, you're back up. So don't give up, yeah, you'll be okay. Yeah, you'll be okay. So don't give up, hard work pays off. Even when life gets tough, yeah, you're back up. So don't give up, yeah, you'll be okay. Yeah, you'll be okay. Don't give up, remember the assembly line. Nope, let me refresh your mind. Let me take you back in time, rushing. Don't walk too slow, it's time to clock in. See, people are suffering, not just then, now too. It's in the news, we can't pretend. There's not enough jobs to get through. I'm a misfit, but listen if you missed it. This is what we have, do the math. You have to add factories, machines, so many things. Workers just trying to make a living. It's not fulfilling, it's not what they wanted to be. Where the dream, they have no choice but to work hard to feed their families. Praying everything will turn out to be okay. Be strong, have faith, don't give up. Yeah, you'll make it, trust in him. Do you see? Open your eyes, we're not alone. Yeah, you'll be okay. Yeah, you'll be okay. Don't give up, hard work pays off. Even when life gets tough, yeah, you're back up. So don't give up, yeah, you'll be okay. Yeah, you'll be okay. So don't give up, hard work pays off. Even when life gets tough, so don't give up, yeah, you'll be okay, yeah, you'll be okay, If I could only have a better day with no mistakes and see a smile on her face without a problem, be there to solve them. So I gotta flow and let y'all know you're not alone. Even if you're at home and your parents are gone, things are not going cool. Feeling like dropping out of high school, cause you have so many things to do. Go to work and it seems like there's nobody there to help you. And it seems like things ain't gonna change. I'm looking out the window, what's on my mind? Well, let me say, people are in pain. Yeah, it's insane. But there's something we can all gain. His grace, that love that stays. Put a smile on your face, even when it rains. Yeah, you're gonna make it through. Just look up at the sky. You'll see who. Yeah, you'll see who. So don't give up, hard work pays off. Even when life gets tough, yeah, you're back up. Yeah, so don't give up, you're gonna make it. You'll be okay, yeah, you'll be okay. Yes, don't give up, hard work pays off. Even when life gets tough, yeah, 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 you're back up. So don't give up, you'll be okay. I hope you're hearing me.
All right, that was awesome, PLAP. Give
yeah,
it a
that's all right.
That was really good.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Great yeah. job. Thanks. And what was the inspiration behind that song?
Oh, well, actually, it was because of complication. You know, we used to move every couple of months. Mm-hmm. I was falling behind school. I was placed in foster care at the age of 17. I felt like giving up. I felt hopeless at the time, but God gave me the strength, you know, and he uplifted me and helped me keep moving forward. And this song, I just wanted to help people that could relate. And if they're in my situation or if not, just to not give up and keep following your dreams. And I also want to thank MC Smooth for creating the beat. I appreciate it.
Okay. And how do you record your music?
I use my computer. I use a mic, of course, and I use a program called FL Studio. Mm-hmm. Where it's also known for Fruity Loops.
Okay. And what's going on in your life right now?
Well, right now I'm staying at a friend's house for the moment, and I'm looking for a job right now.
Okay.
I'm planning to go back to college and also. You know, I'm just trying to make it, but I'm trusting God in all this.
All right.
Right.
And are you currently working on any new music?
Yeah, actually I am. I'm working on my second album called Relentless. It is positive and motivating. It's featuring other artists as well, and they're helping me put the album together. The album drops on April this year. I just don't have the exact day.
Okay. And is there a message you want to give the youth out there that are listening?
Yeah, to the youth, my message is life is a roller coaster ride. But don't give up and follow your dreams. Trust God, and he changed my life. He can do the same for you. God, he has a plan for you.
All right. Amen.
Okay, now, do we have time for another song or?
Okay, what song were you?
This song is called My Letter to You. And this song was motivated me because, I was going through a difficult time because I moved and I had to leave my brothers behind and, mm-hmm. and my little nieces. So okay. this is it.
All right.
Right here is a letter to my little brothers and my little nieces. I want you guys to know that I love y'all and I miss y'all so much. I know I haven't seen you guys in a long time. Just the other night, I was holding both of you in my arms. Saying uncle loves you, singing while both of you would fall asleep. 2 hours passed by, y'all woke up to watch TV. I look into your eyes, you guys call me dad. I smile and you laugh. I look into your eyes, you guys call me dad, I smile and you laugh. I will leave you guys to cry, that will hurt me. I will go back to visit you guys, will run up to me and hug me. I want you guys to know that uncle loves you, and this is my letter to you. This is my letter to you, and I miss you so much. I'll be praying for you, stay strong, this is for you, and I'll be here for you, my letter to you. This is my letter to you, and I miss you so much. I'll be praying for you, stay strong. This is for you, and I'll be here for you. My letter to you. This right here is a letter to my little brothers and my little nieces. I want you guys to know that I love y'all and I miss y'all so much. I know I haven't seen you guys in a long time. Just the other day, I was thinking about the time. We were moving, we went to go look for a new place. We went for a walk, y'all gave me your hands, we almost there. We make it to the other side, downtown Skid Row, seeing people laying on the floor. My brothers couldn't believe it, I seen it before. It tear drops from their eyes, I wish I could provide. I don't know what else to say, wish we had a home to call our own. Welcome to our home, sweet home. Stay strong, brother loves you. This is my letter to you. And I miss you so much. I'll be praying for you, stay strong. This is for you, and I'll be here for you. My letter to you. This is my letter to you, and I'll be here for you. My letter to you, stay strong. This is for you, and I'll be here for you. My letter to you.
All right.
All right, nice.
Thank
nice
you.
Piece.
I appreciate
really
it.
Really nice piece.
Thank you.
Okay, then, well, that's all we have. Thank you, PLAP, for coming out.
I appreciate it.
And Thank you, Earlene and Melvin, for the opportunity. We are Positive Light Ministries, and this was Positive Perspective.
Okay. Thank you.
Very positive. All right. Listen, Shantae, PLAP. We're going to come back around a little later on.
Thank you. All right.
Okay, Willis and Shantae of Positive Light Ministry and PLAP. We'll come back along the latter part of our show for some closing comments. Let me get that two-minute clip in that we wanted to start the show with, and then we move to our community calendar and then public works improvisation.
The exchange comes, and that's the key. One of the things that Judy and I as parents and friends have desired to work on is a program that teaches our children and our parents about their learning intelligences. Where what you don't learn or can rely on the school district or the classroom to teach, you can train yourself if you know the identifying properties and develop an intelligence of one knowing what they can and cannot do. Some people learn visually, some people learn kinetically, and it's important to know those things that will direct you into the kind of teacher you have, the kind of class that you get, the kind of the subject that you have. So all those things.
Okay. Judy,
I think that, you know, education traditionally has been geared towards those students that are in what we call the middle of the bell curve, and all of the students do not fit in the middle of the bell curve. In fact, many of them do not. And this is why Tony and I are constantly always discussing that once you understand whether a student is a visual learner or an auditory learner or a kinesthetic learner, and then you learn what type of intelligence they have. Do they have spatial intelligence, or do they have music intelligence and so forth? And when they learn to accept their strengths and stop seeing themselves as a failure, mm-hmm. you know, and when we take education and gear it towards their learning styles, and we do what's called differentiated instruction, then I think that's when we're going to see education really take off.
Take off and change. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Tony Roth, for the lobby. Okay, now at this...
Okay, that was Tony Roark and Judy Lumpkins, who we had as a guest at the first part of the Qumran Report when we first started. Now, at this time, let me move over to Earlene Anthony for our community calendar.
This is the community calendar for the month of February. This Tuesday, February the 25th, 2014 at 6 p.m., Drama Stage Qumran Veteran Community Theater Workshop present the Nasana Zone Open Mic, which will be hosted by Andrea Ross and Willis Boyd. Join the Action Positive Movement. Visit bobbybuck.com. Sign up for open mic is at 6 p.m. and you get 5 minutes on the mic to do spoken word, poetry, sing, rap, announce an event, talk about your organization, or whatever you want to do in your 5 minutes. Our special musical guest for the evening will be Vicki Robinson. This is a free event. There's free parking, and all are welcome to attend. Light refreshments will be served. The location of the event is the Vortex, 2341 East Olympic Boulevard, Los Angeles. This is at the corner of Santa Fe and Olympic Boulevard. The Metro bus number 60 and 66 stops right at the corner. For more information, you can contact dramastage1@yahoo.com or call 213-908-6587. Upcoming guests on the Qumran Report, Monday, March the 3rd, will be Olashe Banjo and Stephen Taylor. If you have a community event, getting a note here also, Penny Bergman, director of the Face in the Lantern, will also be a featured guest on that day also, along with Stephen Taylor. If you have a community event that you would like announced on our show, send the information to dramastage1@yahoo.com, attention Earlene Anthony. Call-in number for the show is 800-893-9562. Now back to our host.
Okay, thank you, Earlene Anthony. Now, I'm delighted to have with us in the studio Lee Beck, Artistic Director of Public Works Improvisational Theater Company, which is a theater company that's been around the Los Angeles area since 1974. And Eric is here with him. Lee, welcome to the Qumran Report.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
And Eric, welcome to the Qumran Report.
Thanks, Melvin.
Now, before we get into a discussion about public works, I would like to play a clip from a monologue that you did about Wally Hilly and Paul Rose.
Right. Wally Hilly was the musical director of the Unitarian Church on 8th Street here in Los Angeles for 50 years. And he was the artistic director, and this was during the time when at that church, the balcony was full because it became a hideout and a refuge and a gathering place for the blacklisted artists of Los Angeles during the 50s. And they would go there and they'd do shows and they would entertain each other as they had been entertaining the entire country, but were no longer allowed to put their names on their work. Or did in many cases even do their work because they were labeled as communists or fellow travelers. Wally Hilly published The People's Songbook, which is a very popular songbook from that era. One time, Wally Hilly was in New York, in Harlem, with Paul Robeson. And Paul Robeson walked out on the street, Wally behind him, and all of a sudden, of course, a crowd began to gather and people began to come from all around until the whole street was full of people and they began to shout, "Sing for us, sing for us." And Paul Robeson said, "Well, how can I? I don't have a piano." You know. And a whole bunch of fellas, three guys, ran up three stories of steps, picked up a piano, and carried it back down to the street and set it down next to Paul Robeson. And Wally Hilly sat down and played, and Paul Robeson sang on the streets of Harlem that day.
Okay, that's Lee Beck talking about Wally Hilly and Paul Robeson singing on the streets of Harlem. Hey, Lee, can you tell our listening audience about Wally Hilly and his relationship to Paul Robeson? A lot of people know about Paul Robeson, but not Wally Hilly.
Well, excuse me. Wally Hilly was a, I didn't really know him until he was a senior. I met him at the Unitarian Church when we did a show there one time. Just a year or two before he moved into Sunset Hall. And Sunset Hall was a home for senior radicals started by the Unitarian Church down on Francis Street here in L.A. This Unitarian Church is on 8th Street and Sunset Hall was on Francis right behind it. And it was a beautiful old place. I mean, it was a little run down, but it was, in fact, that's how I got over there was I was called in to do some painting. I used to supplement my income by painting things and organizing fellas to come and fix things. So I was working there one day and I heard the director of the place down below me talking about how they needed an artistic director at Sunset Hall. And so I volunteered my partner and wife at the time, Marlene Rasnick, who was also the founding member of Public Works Improvisational Theater Company. And so she and I began to work there quite a bit. She had the job, and I just, of course, supported her. And we ended up driving these seniors all over. They loved to go to demonstrations, even though they were in their 80s and 90s. And, of course, at the demonstrations, people always loved to have them show up because it showed a little continuity, you know. And these people, many of them had come from Russia and had been, you know, refugees, really, during the many wars in Russia, and had escaped because a lot of them were Jewish people, and they had to get out of the country during the pogroms and stuff of Russia. Some of the older women told of being hidden in the floors and so on when the pogroms would begin in Russia. And Wally Hilly, though, was not a Jewish fellow. He was from Missouri, and his father was a Lutheran minister. And, well, this little song, I'll sing the song for you, because Wally told us the story, and this was kind of a synopsis of the life of Wally Hilly, and it's kind of nice. My father was a closet Nazi. My mother did not see. My sister, she saw. My sister is a premature anti-fascist. And I became the leader of the Yiddish choir. That sort of says it all about Wally Hilly. But he was the artistic director there and the musical director at Sunset Hall for 50 years, mm-hmm. which is quite a lifespan of work. And as I said in the story, it was an era of the McCarthy era when many of these people were being charged with crimes. Even the minister, Reverend Fritchman, of that Unitarian Church, went before the House Un-American Activities Committee and was charged with being un-American because of the people that he associated with, hung out with, and agreed with politically.
And Paul Robeson.
And Paul Robeson, of course, was hounded unto death by that same crowd. And here was a man who was just amazing. He was a true Renaissance man. He was one of the most talented, maybe the most talented person to ever come out of the United States in terms of being a great singer. He was a Rhodes Scholar. He was an All-American football player, and he gained a lot of notoriety in an era when that was real hard for an African-American man to do. And yet he was hounded in just such a terrible way.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you tell us a little about the history of Public Works Improvisational Theater Company?
Well, Public Works was begun in 1974. Actually, what happened was several improvisers of that era, improvisational theater began to break out in Chicago, and then they moved to San Francisco, and there was a group called The Committee, which was a very good improv company. And I remember seeing that when I was a young fella in college in Sacramento. They came to my college one time and performed. I was so impressed and just loved what they did. And they also formed a committee in Los Angeles, and Marlene Rasnick and Dale Unson Morris and several other members of, I think, Danny Goldman and several other members of Public Works became members of that committee, or were students of that committee. And then the committee decided to start a purely improv company, and they started a group called can't think of the name of it now. I'll come back to me. But anyway, they started another group, Synergy Trust. That was the name of it. And then eventually Synergy Trust became Public Works, or at least half of it did. You know, it, sometimes theater companies can be like churches and they split. And sometimes you'd be surprised over doctrinal issues. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Public Works was into doing improvised shows and then some set pieces. But mostly improvised shows. They did a weekly soap opera, which was really fun to watch. Mm-hmm. And they performed at the church in Ocean Park for mm-hmm. quite a number of years.
Now, also, before I ask you about improvisational theater, you know, in terms of definition and all of that, you were for a long time in the ministry.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. Can you just touch on that a little? How
well, I was an evangelist for the Church of Christ. My father was an evangelist or a preacher for the Church of Christ. My parents were converted when I was about 8 years old to that denomination. And we began to go to church all the time. Instead of football games and movies, we started going to church three times a week. And, I had a I don't know, I was just always the kind of guy that liked to perform, and really it became sort of that the church was my outlet. And I started giving sermons when I was 12 years old. And by the time I was 17, I hit the Sawdust Trail out of Oklahoma with a mentor and traveled for a couple of years and then struck out on my own and preached for about 10 years before I left the ministry and went into being a performer. Mm-hmm. Performance.
And just to touch on, you do have an excellent play that I hope to hope we can co-produce sometime, possibly with Positive Life Ministry,
mm-hmm.
the Confessions of
Confessions of a Pulpiteer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a script, my story.
That I really like a lot.
Yeah, that's some nice music. And it's a pretty good story of, you know, it was my personal liberation and how mm-hmm. I changed my life there.
Now, before we get into Eric over here, one more thing. What is improvisational theater?
Well, I think the best way to describe it is as something wonderful right away. But, in order to do that, you have to, there are some tricks of the trade. And, of course, the founding mother who wrote the Bible of improvisational theater is Viola Spolin. She wrote a wonderful book, which you can still acquire. And she has many devotees of her teachings, and her son, Paul Sills, eventually took story theater, which came out of that tradition of improvisational theater, to Broadway, and it was a big hit and played well. And now, of course, there are, you know, there's Second City, there's Saturday Night Live, and there's hundreds of improv companies all over the country. And Public Works did live improv until the women of our company decided during the feminist, I say feminist era, but of course it's always the feminist era, but when women were really discovering themselves and striking out here in the United States, these women decided to do a play about women and money. Mm-hmm. And it was an all-women cast, and they played themselves, and then they played their mothers. And it was a wonderful piece, which, you know, was on the Today Show and toured a lot of colleges and was very successful. And for many years, our home was the church in Ocean Park.
Mm-hmm.
Now I would say our home is pretty much Art Share downtown. We do a lot of our work there, but we also do programs all around town. For example, Eric will tell you a little bit later about his company, Voice in the Well, which is part of Public Works and does monthly shows.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I thought I would tell you about some of our projects.
Yes.
We have a whole bunch of them going on, and I mm-hmm. wanted to get them in because we have shows coming up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to know about Public Works Improvisational Theater, just go to publicworksimprov.com. That's our website. And look us up. There's a little box there. You can put your email address in, and you'll receive mailings of all of our shows. This is one that, this is a genius stroke on my part. I decided to put two shows on one flyer. And so I have two shows listed here, and this is the next one. It's on March the 6th, and we'll feature Jack Landrone, a wonderful guitar player and singer who's been on your program. Also, the wonderful Anna Broom, who's a terrific poet, and another wonderful poet named Carmen Vega. And then Ann Brace, a beautiful singer who will be accompanied by a wonderful guitar player named Efren Luna. And then the always enjoyable Eddie Reed, who will sing some more of those great tunes he knows. And we'll have great stories by Peter Coca and a new fellow that we just met at our last show. We really enjoyed, Christian Pasquale. So we invite you to come out. That's Thursday, March the 6th. At 8 p.m. at Art Share, 801 East 4th Place in downtown L.A., 90013, right across from where Al's Bar is, or used to be. And that's a $5 donation, and we have refreshments and free parking right across the street. And, of course, we also produce the Anna Broom Room, which will be occurring there at the same place on March the 20th. It's a similar kind of show, except it's emceed by Anna Broom, and she's a force of nature in herself, and you're invited to come and enjoy that with us. And let's see, we also are going to be producing, or are producing, this play reading on March the 9th. We're in conjunction with La Luna Productions of New York. A former member of Public Works named Penny Bergman will be out here with directing a play written by Carol Fisher's Sorgenfrei, called The Face in the Lantern. It's the ghost of a Japanese-American actress returns to wreak vengeance on the ambitious husband who betrayed her in this contemporary fusion of Macbeth and Kabuki, Yatsuya Ghost Tales. At the Secret Rose Theater, 11246 Magnolia Boulevard, North Hollywood, California, 91601. They have parking across the street, and it will be just a reading. So we enjoy to have you come out to that. Funding for that is stage readings is provided by a grant from the UCLA Academic Senate Council. So we invite you to all come to that. And of course, we've been working a lot with Qumran this last year, doing several wonderful readings with them and other projects. And we've got more on the docket, more that we intend to do. Mm-hmm. And I'll turn it over and let Eric tell you a little bit about Voice in the Well and his upcoming show, which will be March the 13th.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Lee. And what I love about the improvisational theater is it really gives you a sense of the place of possibility where the imagination can run wild. Lee's a real expert at it, and a group of friends that we share are always they start with these games that turn, they do mirroring and that, and then it evolves, and suddenly they're thinking like one person. And I really recommend it. Mm-hmm. My background is in literature, and I always enjoyed the classics, and that prompted me to go to London, which is sort of the capital of great literature. And there, to my surprise, I found that they're also the kingdom of theater, and they there I saw Alec Guinness and Vanessa Redgrave and was just astonished by theater. And so I came home with a cause, and I got involved in a theater festival, and that has led to a number of friendships. And now I put on a story theater, and our next show will be Thursday, March 13th, and it'll be at Warszawa, which is a Polish restaurant in Santa Monica. And I'm calling it People Gonna Rise Up, because I've asked a number of friends that are social activists to come. But what I want to do is I want to have Lee read from Walt Whitman. He wrote a great piece called Democratic Vistas. And I try to get the actors thinking about literature again, because it's a great resource and a great legacy. And it helps their art, and I also have poets coming, and satirists and musicians to keep it light.
Let me ask you this, Eric. London, that's interesting, because great actors come up out of London. They have a national theater company, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Do you think the United States, we could get back around to, you know, we had a national theater company during the 30s, the Federal Theater Projects.
Yeah, that was a great enterprise. And that's my great hope. I'm also an advocate of what we do. And so I have been proposing a community story project to tell the story of how many artists are here. There's literally 50,000 performing artists that you never hear about
that's in the Los Angeles area.
And they're not restricted by budgets. You know, Hollywood has to make $100 million or more on their movie, and consequently, they revert to violence and spectacle. But our nonprofit artists, at least, you know, they challenge themselves to try to come up with human stories that resonate with a larger public, and so try to take issues and dramatize them and give people a better sense of what we see on the newspaper headlines, oftentimes it kind of goes right over our heads. But a good artist and a good dramatist can make those issues come home.
Let me ask you this, and it's the same thing that I want to ask Positive Light a little later on when we come back around so you can be thinking about it. How can we get more young people involved in the arts? And then the second part of that question is how can we get the arts more involved with the seniors, which is another neglected portion of our community?
Well, for one thing, we could more strongly support art in the schools and performance art in the schools. You know, it's always, that field is always struggling to be funded. And whenever cuts are made, that's usually the first thing that gets funded is the, or, I mean, defunded are the arts. And that makes it kind of tough because without anybody there to teach the children, don't expect to develop a lot of people who understand what it takes to make art.
Mm-hmm. What about the possibility? This is one of the things that that we're planning on doing, that we try to do with Drama Stage. We're trying, because we develop a model, and part one aspect of that model is a young people's theater company. And I'm going to ask Positive Light the same thing when it's coming around. What about the possibility of creating a young people's wing of public works improvisational theater and Voices on the in the Well, or some kind of workshop that could touch young people?
Well, I'd like to.
Done that before. We did workshops. We've done workshops for years. We worked with the LACER program. You know, we've been in business for 35 years. So we did, for several years, we worked with the LACER after school programs. And, you know, we're always willing to do some more of that. And we will be teaching an improv class at Art Share in sometime in April, and some at the Vortex as well. I understand. Mm-hmm. So you know there are opportunities, and there are classes around, and there are people who do teach youth in the arts. You know, you just have to, if you're interested in that for your child, then you have to kind of look around, and you know, if you want to give us a call, we'll be happy to try to help you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you one more question, and then later on we're going to come back for some closing comments anyway. But what do you find the biggest challenge in running public works improvisational theater company?
Well, the unending challenge is always to come up with creative work that's socially relevant and that means something to us and means something to the audience. You know, mm-hmm. So that's the big challenge. I mean, you could do all kinds of plays, but you know, our goal is to do something that matters to us, and that by mattering to us, it can matter to the audience. So I think you had something you wanted to say.
Well, I was going to address the first question. You know, you were interviewing the woman that was talking about how, you know, children have different intelligences, and theater is the best way to engage those the variety of intelligences, the visual, the kinetic, and to bring those to fruition.
Unleash the intuitive.
Yeah, and so we've dismissed that part of education, and to our detriment. So I would almost have to look to other countries for precedence.
Mm-hmm. For setting up structure for the young people.
Certainly everybody cares about their children, but they're made to fear, you know, that they're not learning reading, writing, and arithmetic, which of course are very important, but actually music is a very good source for developing mathematical concepts, and it's really the basic art that the Greeks taught when they taught education.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, look, let me Lee Beck's Public Works Improvisational Theater, Eric Volmer, Voices in the Well. We're going to come back around for some closing comment, but let me just slide right quickly over to Positive Light. And I want to pose that question also. How do you get more young people involved, you know, in the arts?
I guess I agree with what Lee was saying about our educational system promoting it, but I also think nonprofits can try and reach out to schools that don't have that kind of structure, and either, you know, doing volunteer work or after school programs, kind of promoting that and providing that where schools are lacking. I think nonprofits mm-hmm. can try and fill that gap.
And how about in relationship to getting the arts to the seniors, especially those that's in places like retirement homes, in which a lot of people just forget about them?
I think that there has to be an interest in doing something with the youth. I think they've got so many gadgets and little things that they're doing now.
Or it can be creating an interest, too. I think you have to reach out to them.
But it seems like even the artists, like Lee was saying, they have a passion for something. The kids just want to get rich now, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. They just want to do something to make money or be seen or something like that. Not everybody has a passion to you know, show what they feel or express what they feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's about money and this and that. And it's, in my opinion, harder now to gain the interest using old methods or the methods that are proven.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, it's kind of frustrating, but I'm sure, like, you know.
You know, if you go around town to the many, many, many poetry readings and performances that go on in L.A. at all times, you're going to find a lot of young people, not necessarily real young, but, you know, mm-hmm. I'm pretty old, so most people are young people to me now. But I find just a real bright group of young people in L.A. and a creative young people. And I think that's true a lot of places. And I just really encourage that. And I'm really glad to see that. And the more we encourage it, the better. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, at this time, I want to play just a little quick clip about Feed the Homeless commercial. I'm going to get a comment from Bobby Buck, and then we're going to come back for some closing comments and contact information.
AKA the Hood Deacon. I'ma keep you 100. We all turn up in the club. We all turn up in the streets. Now let's come together and turn up and do some kingdom business. You feel me? Bamity and T presents Each One Reach One. On February 28th, Bamity and T will be taking it straight to the streets, giving back to the less fortunate. All supporters welcome. We'll be gathering food, clothes, shoes, different type of items to make hygiene bags. Shout out to all the sponsors, the streets, all hoods, different cities, my rap homies, everybody that's stepping out the block participating. The legendary Cocaine, Suicide from One West Magazine, Justify Music, Mathematics and the Beat Machine, Men of Faith in Action, Hub Radio, Nitty Gritty, Dream Setters Clothing Line, So Focus Radio, Die for Radio, Shutting Down Radio, The Movement Radio, and anybody else that want to be a part of Kingdom Business, you feel me? I'm just doing what God put on my heart. I'm just doing what he told me to do. Being obedient, you feel me? He said, Big Tennis, since you got a voice, I want you to hit the streets with it. I want you to talk to the hoods with it. I want you to go to the people and bless the community, you feel me? Each one, reach one. Time to be a blessing. For contact information, you can hit me on Facebook. Jamel Robinson, Jameel Robinson. Hit me on my fan club page, or you can email me. Big to the boy one at yahoo.com. BIG_2DABOY1@yahoo.com. Bam it.
All right, there you have it. It's from Justify Smith and Cocaine. And I had a pleasure to speak with them, not this past Sunday, but last week Sunday. And they have their own Men of Faith in Action blog talk radio show. And they give the public a place to put their voice to be heard. And they're doing a lot of positive actions in the community. And they will be down here in Skid Row on the 28th of this month. And I will be able to meet them in person and shake hands with them and let them know that we appreciate what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, one more thing. Get ready for open mic night tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Y'all better be there and be ready, because we all gonna be there ready for y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all come and kick it with us, all right? Thank you very much.
And that's where?
It could be at the Vortex on off Olympic and Santa Fe. You come in there about 6 o'clock to sign up, 7 o'clock to 9. We could be grinding. If it's real good, we might go to 10.
Yes. Yeah.
Carried away, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, MC'ing by Andrea Ross and...
I think this man right here.
Willis Boy.
Willis Boy.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Okay, let's go around for some... We still got pretty close to 5 minutes. Let's take just a little time, closing comments, contact information. Start over here with Willis.
Yeah, we just really appreciate you guys and what you're doing, getting people out and getting news out. And Shante, you can give our contact information.
Yes, our website is positivelight.org. You can follow us. Also, go on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/wearepositivelight. I just want to thank Melvin and Arlene for having us and allowing us to have a segment where we can, you know, showcase artists and promote our organization. And just all glory to God for blessing us with these opportunities and having a great time here.
Thank you.
I just want to say thank you, Mel, and thank you so much. I really appreciate it for having me here on Positive Light. My contact information, if you want to check out my music on YouTube, is all capital letters, P.L.A.P, space, capital P, hyphen, L-A-P. And my Twitter and my Facebook is the same as my YouTube, just not the other one. It's all capital letters, P-L-A-P, P.L.A.P. And just let me know what you think. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, thanks, Melvin and Erlene. As you know, we're publicworksimprov.com. And one of the exciting things we're going to be doing is a celebration of William Shakespeare's works in April. It'll be his 450th birthday. And he once said, "Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend to the highest heaven of invention." And that's how he called up his play. And on a good day, that's what we like to think we're doing. And so I appreciate, we're on the west side in Santa Monica at Warszawa, which is an old world Polish place. And we're upstairs in the attic.
Very nice literary salon. Mm-hmm. You'll enjoy it a lot. Mm-hmm. And Storyfile, which is our show the first Thursday of every month at ArtShare, we welcome you to come down there. It's at 8 o'clock, and we'd love to have you. We do it every first Thursday of the month. And you'll love ArtShare. If you haven't been down there, you need to come down and see it anyway. It's in the Arts District back behind Alameda, east of Little Tokyo. And come on down. Join us. We have a great time down there. Love to have you.
Hey, Arlene, you want to say something? Okay. I would like to extend a special thanks to Willis Boyd, Shante Duncan, PLA. Give it to us again so we know that.
PLAP.
Of Positive Light Ministry. Eric Baldwin. We got Bobby Buck over there. Looking forward to Bobby Buck. He will do a section, a 15-minute section. Bobby Buck, 15 Minutes of Fame, the third Monday of every month. So glad to have him in here also. Please listen to past shows of the Qumran Reports on iTunes, Stitcher, Tumblr, Googler, and Skidrow.LA. I'm in the studio here with my co-host, Earlene Anthony. Thank you for tuning in to the Qumran Report. From your host, Melvin Ishmael Johnson, may the peace and blessings of the life-giving creative spirit be upon you and upon your family. I leave you with the song that opened the show, Better Place, by Willis and Shante of Positive Light Ministry.
All right, children, settle down. Settle down, come on. We only have 2 days to get this right, come on. All right, I need my boys on the left, and I need my girls on the right. All right, you already know the dance move, but I need you guys to focus. Black History Month's coming up. You gotta do a great job in this performance, okay? All right, boys, I need you to do your monkey dance. Dreams by Langston Hughes. Hold fast to dreams, for when dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams, for when dreams go, life is a barren field frozen with snow.